Welcome to your five for the day. In the first book of the Bible, called Genesis, we can read the amazing story of Jacob, and it's well worth the read. Today, if we fast forward to the latter years of Jacob's life, we find them to be times of bereavement and fear, of sadness and a kind of fatalist attitude towards life. Jacob is largely retired, and his sons have taken over the day-to-day duties of running the business of caring for the flocks and herds. The true love of Jacob's life, Rachel, has died in childbirth, leaving only her young son Benjamin and the teenager Joseph by which to remember her. Something about Jacob seems paralyzed by Rachel's death. Something has died within him, and he lives on only in the life of her children. During these difficult times for him, the Bible doesn't record Jacob asking God for his help to see him through. Joseph, the apple of Jacob's eye, is granted a kind of special status far above his older brothers, causing tremendous resentment among them. In his grief, Jacob makes the serious mistake of displaying openly his preference for one son over another. On some special occasion, Jacob presented Joseph with a special coat of many colours, far beyond what he'd given any of Joseph's brothers. Jacob should have known better, because his own father Isaac had made Jacob's older twin Esau his obvious favourite. He knew how it felt to be less loved. He had seen how this selective love had caused hatred and threats of violence in his own case. Again, we don't read that he consulted God on the matter. Joseph was not only the favourite, but he was also a dreamer. He told his brothers of seeing their sheaves of grain in the field bowing down to his sheaf. Their hatred grew. Next, he dreamed of the sun and moon and 11 stars bowing down to him. This time, Jacob himself rebukes Joseph. "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" Though he rebukes his son, yet he keeps wondering, "What does this mean?" And still, Jacob doesn't ask God for his advice. The older sons had gone north to graze the flocks near Shechem, so Jacob sent Joseph to make sure all was well with them. When they saw him coming, their hatred boils over. They plotted to kill him, but eventually decided to dispose of him by selling him to a caravan of Ishmaelites headed for Egypt. They dipped the beautiful coat in goat's blood and took it to their father. They didn't tell Jacob any lies. They didn't have to. Jacob created his own horror story of his beloved son's death. "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has destroyed him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Jacob's heart and mind seemed to stop. The old patriarch was overcome with grief and loss. His grief was inconsolable. Jacob was broken in spirit. His son's deed of bitterness had not only destroyed their hated brother, but also their father. In the unbearable weight of his sadness, only in his young son Benjamin did he find some comfort. Benjamin was the little bit of Rachel's memory that still endured, and not a word of any communication with his God. Jacob had experienced more loss than he could endure. His mother, his mother's nurse, his Rachel, his father, his beloved son Joseph had all been taken from him. "Everything is against me." Have you ever been overtaken by depression? Has your heart ever been broken by loss? Your world shattered by death? Your world suddenly shrinks to only you and what does meaning to you? At such times, it seems like us against the world. At such moments, do we consult a loving, caring God for his help? It is amazing that this story of the patriarch Jacob was not whitewashed, as it was retold again and again, until it was finally written down in the book of Genesis. You'd think that all the negatives about his legendary ancestor would be stricken from the record as the Israelites sought to glorify their past. But no, the character seems very real. Too real. If you've ever felt what Jacob is feeling, if you've ever been depressed. Jacob had suffered loss after loss, forgetting the promise of God to be with him. So often, we forget the companionship God offers and turn to our own dwindling resources. There's an old hymn that expresses it well. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Saviour, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.